My 5-year Alberta anniversary comes up next month, but I'm not willing to be an Albertan if it means not being a Canadian. I suspect all the talk of separation these days won't end up amounting to much, but it has made me stop and think about where my allegiance lies when it comes to a choice between province and country. I spent the first 5 years of my life in Ontario and then lived in BC, divided between Vancouver and one of its southern suburbs, for the next 50 before moving to Alberta in the summer of 2020. Despite living in BC for such a long time, I always considered myself a Canadian, long before I'd ever think to identify as a British Columbian. I don't feel any different in that regard since the move to Alberta, but given all the separation talk, and how passionate some people in this province feel about the issue, it got me wondering whether I would be coming at it from a different viewpoint if I was a born and bred Albertan. It's impossible to answer that one with any certainty, but my gut tells me that I don't think I would. BC has some of the same characteristics as Alberta in the sense that it's a have province that shares its wealth with the rest of the country, and the left coast also suffers from Western alienation, although I don't believe its case is as acute as the one here in Alberta. Neither BC nor Alberta has sufficient population to wield much power in Confederation, so the frustration and resentment palpable here is also evident next door, although, again, not to the same extent. I guess it boils down to how much getting the short end of the stick from the feds lodges in your craw, along with your level of disdain for the type of politics practiced in Ottawa. I'm not a fan of either, but am I willing to leave Canada over it? I just can't make that leap. I must admit, however, that I am a little intrigued by the leverage a successful separation vote would offer the province in negotiations with Ottawa and other provinces. The idea of losing resource-rich Alberta would be a blow the rest of the country wouldn't want to absorb, so it would definitely provide us with a big stick, but a threat isn't worth much if you're not willing to follow through on it, and, alas, I'm not willing to do so. I look at Kenyatta as one big dysfunctional family where you take the good with the bad. Mom and Dad might favor some of the older kids despite the incredible attributes of the younger ones, but that doesn't mean you petition for emancipation. I get that fairness cuts both ways, so I'm most definitely in favor of Alberta getting a better deal from Ottawa, but I'm not ready to leave Confederation if certain demands aren't met. I agree that kind of approach could well kneecap any negotiations, but in the end, I can't help but believe that nationality trumps, no pun intended, place of residency.